And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton. Welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 20 minutes, we'll go over some strategies, share some ideas to help you improve your investments to enhance your present or future retirement income. Now today we'll talk about the investment train, which moves forward, of course, with the markets about 80% of the time. Other times, we'll pause and even go backwards. What options you have when the markets shift upwards, when the train lunges forward, but more importantly, what not to do when it retreats, like the first half of this year. And then in the second half of the show, we'll go over the product lineup, the menu on board this investment train that clients can select from, choices to lock in profits and to minimize losses and keep you on track. January 4th, markets were at an all-time high. The week of June 14th, markets hit the bottom so far this year. July was the first winning month of the year and one of the best months since November of 2020. Perhaps the recovery is underway. However, there will be most likely more setbacks. It's not a straight line upward. The market is about 6 months ahead of the real economy. Oil funds shot up last year before oil and gas prices surged. Markets fell in January, anticipating rate hikes before they happened. Now the markets have hit maybe an upswing, anticipating a stronger second half and into 2023, anticipating inflation while high may have peaked. The markets change direction long before the real economy happens, so by the time you react or overreact, it's 6 months too late. The solution? Just stay invested. Each market recovers differently, just like a patient recovering from surgery. Your doctor says it might take 5 weeks, it could be eight, but you can't be impatient. Week three might have a bit more pain than the first week, a temporary setback, but not permanent. If you stick to the plan, follow doctor's advice, it does get better. You'll be fine, running as good as before. If you're told to stay off the leg or rest that hip until it heals, please do so. Jumping around too soon could cause permanent damage. It's patience over panic. Rising interest rates to curb inflation, necessary medicine to help the market stabilize. After anomalies the last 2 years, 20% returns. Very pleasant surprise last year, considering we were and still are in COVID protocol to some degree. So we were due for a slowdown. After 3 straight years of 15 to 20% gains, a retreat at some point, the train backs up a little, which is followed by yet another rally forward. Markets move temporarily in either direction. Don't know when, don't know how much. But there is one thing that is for certain. If you sell low and you jump off that investment train when it's backing up, when you cash out when the markets are down, perhaps like it was in June, that loss is permanent. That loss will stick out and remain stained in your investments forever. Just like the day that Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahassee Bridge, a day you won't forget. That's a permanent loss. Just like not letting your surgery the time to properly heal. Selling low, both could cause permanent harm. That's why veterinarians put those cones on your pets to protect them from themselves doing worse harm while healing. Investments, leave it alone when it's recovering. Don't be too eager to give it away, your retirement income. Someone might have had $100,000 in their RSP at the start of the year, and by mid-June, the value had temporarily adjusted downward to $85,000, down 15%. They might say, well, I lost $15,000. Well, did you sell? No. Then you didn't lose anything. Don't overreact to news and fear and recession, depression, inflation. Turn the news off. Stop looking at your investments online for a while. When the markets are down, when you see your investments lower, there are only two things you should do. Either buy more or ignore. Remember those two options. If you can't buy any more, then just ignore. For less is more, and you'll be fine. When looking back, June was probably one of the best months to buy more. Not to sell, but to buy. But sometimes inexperienced investors do just the opposite of what they should. The less you try and do when the markets are down, the more you will gain. Down markets are not the time to readjust or sell off. Profit times are. So for your own safety, please stay on the train when it's going backwards. You step off and that bear market out there, he's prowling around, hungry, starving to eat someone's investments. Don't let it be yours. Fear. the worst of the two investment emotions, more powerful than greed. Now, you might want to sell off or readjust or reallocate when markets are up, lock in profits like we did back in 2021. And those took a few years to build up. But more importantly, when markets are down, either buy more or ignore. Say you had $100,000 at the start of this year. By mid-June, it was $85,000. Again, not a loss unless you sold. But then the question is, do you need the money? Well, if you're out of work, yes, that's a real problem. Health cautions or health reasons could be, if there's some insurance that didn't cover something. A CRA bill, they're coming after you by this Friday. Yeah, that's a problem. You might need some money. A line of credit would help. But if you don't need the money, no, I don't need to take out any money, well, why take the loss? What if the markets go back down this month or next month? Same rules apply. Do you need the money? No. What has changed in your life that now you need or think you need to withdraw random excessive amounts from your present or future retirement income that you didn't need last year when your investments were much higher and could be much higher next year? So nothing is lost until you sell. Patience over panic. Don't be in a hurry to give it away. You hang on to those quality funds, your investments like your retirement life depended on it. And speak to your financial advisor before you do something drastic. And almost everyone will say two things. Wait, it's long term. It's the same answer from almost all of us. Well, that's not only the standard answer, it's the correct one. There aren't too many advisors who would recommend you sell your RSP or tax-free investments at a loss, holding on and making more. That's basic investing 101. Maybe your fund's values have shot up last year, the second half of last year, and this year they receded for the first 6 months. And you decided to sell. All those gains gone with just one overreaction, an unwise decision. Maybe $100,000 at the start of the year. At some point in June, the adjusted value again went to $85,000. You sold, and you feel the best way to convert that is to safety of GICs only. It would take 4 to 5 years just to get back that $15,000. See, around 3% of $85,000 now is only around $2,500. That takes about 4 to 5 years of your life just to get back the money you shouldn't have sold off in the first place. Wait for the markets to recover. 8 months, 16 months, whatever, it'll be a lot less than 4 years. Let the investment train take you back to at least where you were, close to the $100,000 station. And if you want to get off of that stop, fine. Could be sometime next year, maybe sooner, maybe later. The rates may even be higher for you to lock in at that point. See, the investment train's not a hop-on, hop-off means of travel. It's like the Doobie Brothers, a long train running, built for medium speed, but more so for endurance. Future retirement income. You hop off the train when it's backing up and start walking, your little GIC or cash steps. For a few steps, you're ahead. But as you keep looking over your shoulder, hear that noise, that thunderous noise you hear. It's not the market bear, but the investment train itself picking up speed again as it roars by you. As you try to run after it, it's too late. And you realize with regret, as it slips out of sight, I was on that train not too long ago. Patience over panic. Don't overreact when markets are down. Again, either buy more or just ignore. Okay, we'll be back in a moment to go over the product selection, what's on the menu on the investment train, right after this.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination Show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. On the investment menu, there are 5 or 6 options to select from. Let's go with the main courses, the pros and cons, some brief details on all of them. Number one choice on the menu, your segregated funds, seg funds. There's two groups, 1A and 1B. 1A would be your Fidelity, your CI funds, diversified funds, medium growth, balance, and can offer higher movement type funds like oil and gas and Far East and emerging markets, but most will be in the core, the solid blue chip bank, large cap tech like Apple and Google and Amazon and the American funds and the banks and so on, resources in Canada. 1B would be your lower volatility, more conservative funds, consumer goods, food, grocery chains, more recession and or inflation proof, designed for those perhaps age 75 and up. And most holding these funds, holding about 75 to 100 different stocks in each one, and balanced funds would have or have an assortment of bonds as well. And in all these, you're going to get a diverse global activity of Canadian, American, global, large cap, mid cap, main core type funds for your RSP, tax-free, your RIF, your LARA, for all ages. But the combination of fund selection would, of course, depend on your age and your risk tolerance and timeline. And the 1B, the lower volatility and income funds, designed more for those, again, 75 and up. They are 100% life insured, investment insured contracts. They bypass probate. Estate planning, a big deal for those of us, well, 55 and up. Life insured, the value resets every 3 to 5 years at the higher level. For younger people, 55 and under, they'll go with about a 75% life insured, slightly higher gains for younger people, and lock in later. Most importantly are the returns. The past 5 years, including up to June 30th, Fidelity American, the mid and large cap Canadian funds, still averaging 6 to 8.5% per year the last 5 years. It used to be closer to 10% a few months back. The low volatility funds, they were less impacted the first 6 months of this year. Thus, their returns are very similar to Fidelity and CI, who fell more back in the first half of the year. But over time, the medium growth Fidelity funds will pull ahead of the lower ones, but both are excellent choices. So 75 to 100% of your investments could go right here, and that's fine. The downside? Well, it's the market swings. Not as dramatic as individual stocks. There are some limited cash out options for the first 2 or 3 years. Most funds allow between 10 to 20% withdrawals for the first 3 years. Some are 5 and some are 2. After that, you can withdraw it all. But the longer you hold, the more you stand to gain. The lower volatility ETF and income funds, they're fully redeemable after just 2 years, if needed, due to the fact that they are designed more for older clients who have less time. Now, those withdrawal limits are there to protect you from yourself trying to play the market, and possibly for older clients, protecting you from, well, over-anxious adult children wanting you to withdraw a little excessive amounts, maybe for them. Now, the lower risk funds may not keep up with the higher growth funds over time, but these funds were minimally impacted so far this year. Great returns, and their motto, they make gains by not losing. So for all of you, check out your 5-year returns up until including the end of June 30th. And if you're still not in that 6% plus bracket, even with the market downturns, you should be. You might be on the wrong terrain. Maybe consider switching. Now, to complement those open seg funds are closed-end seg funds, the guaranteed market-linked advantage. Real big one here. It is 100% life and 100% principal protected. The value never ends less than where you started. It's like a GIC that invests in the market with terms of 2 to 5 years. The investment train leaves and returns exactly in 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now. Your investments never less. And most likely, highly probable, a fair bit higher. Maybe not quite as much as the open Fidelity funds in 1A, but close, and with no chance of your investments losing money. It's like swimming in open water with flotation devices on. You may not swim as fast as the other swimmers, but there's absolutely no chance of drowning. It's a big deal if you're a bit of a nervous open water investor, especially older clients who don't mind investing, but just can't afford to lose at this point. This is a strong option, especially for them. So what are the returns? Well, right now, let's say you had $80,000. I just picked that because you can divide it by 4 easily. Could be tax-free or not. Could be $8,000, any number you want. Let's say $80,000, 4 separate $20,000 terms, 2, 3, 4, and 5 years. The returns, that 2-year return, $20,000 will come back at somewhere between $20,000 and as high as $24,000. It'll pay you up to 9.5% per year, about 19% return. So $20,000 to $24,000 will be the guarantee coming back in 2 years. 3 years is around 10.5%, meaning about 35%. That $20,000 in year three will come back between $20,000 and $27,000. In year four, it'll pay up to 14%. I don't know if you'll make that much, but if you did, you get it all. So between $20,000 and $34,000 in year four coming back to you. Year five, the 5 year term, it's unlimited. Whatever it makes, you get 6% per year, 10, 2, never less than where you started. Each one coming due a year after the next. Now, so the final returns are not guaranteed the exact amount, but highly probable you'll be somewhere in that 5 to 7% range. Could be tax-free income, could be just cash. You can cash in part of it, reinvest the rest, and continue that for a number of years. Could all be in your RIF if you like to. You could use it to pay down your mortgage each year. You could put a principal lump sum down in your payments, reducing your mortgage balance before its next renewal, which could be a higher rate than it is right now. A lot of different reasons for it. Estate planning. Someone's in their 80s, set up one or more beneficiaries, and they're assured of getting the original amount, in this case the $20,000 or more likely more when the term comes due. You can put some away for your kids and grandchildren while alive. Set money aside for them. They can't touch it until it matures, until they mature. And perhaps they know better what to do with money 5 years later. It's a basket of funds from anywhere from global to consumer goods to bank stocks. About 20 stocks in all in each fund. Low maintenance type basket funds. Well, the downside? Well, you have to wait for the terms to come due. Once a year for the train to return starting in year two. So some investors split that up. If they had $80,000, they'll do $40,000 right now in four sets of 10s, and then come January or next spring, another train arrives, I'll reset $40,000 that way. So I have money coming back to me two, maybe three times a year, as opposed to just the once. At least, and then you put in what you want, and probably highly probable, again, 5 to 7% type bracket returns in those years coming back. Now, depending on your age, younger people may not bother with too much of that. The older people, it's a big deal. Maybe 35% or more of your investments could be right here to complement the open seg funds. The other option could be a lower amount, maybe 10 to 20%, maybe in private or alternative funds. They're not publicly listed. Companies or funds have a limited amount of investors allowed on, not directly correlated to the market, so their purpose is to provide investors with, well, not guaranteed, but quite predictable fixed rate returns, often in the 6 to 8% annual type returns. Now you'll need to speak to a market specialist to find out more, both the risk and suitability for yourself. There's about five particular funds that clients of mine and myself have had for a number of years, 10 to 20% of their portfolios in these funds. The upside, well, yes, having a fixed rate return in the 7% range every year helps smooth out the rides when the markets go negative. Private funds are not segregated funds. They're not guaranteed. There have been private funds that have failed, and with that, losses. So don't overweight in these funds, but proven good funds, yeah, 10, 20, maybe 15% could be held here, depending on the client. That triple combo of 75 to 100% seg funds, maybe 25 or more in market linked, and maybe 10 or so in private funds, that triple combo, clients have enjoyed very good diversification and returns for all different market conditions of the past number of years. Most of these funds have limited withdrawals allowed for the first 2 to 3 or 4 years. So to bridge that gap, you can put a one-year GIC or an 18-month GIC for older clients. Cash on hand is very important for every age, and sufficient income that I won't be requiring to withdraw from my funds too early at the wrong time. Stocks and ETFs would also be something quite liquid if you're that type of investor for short term if you wish. But cash on hand is very big for investing. It enables you to do two things when your funds are down. Either buy more or ignore. So we thank you for listening in this morning. Lots to go over. Hope you gained some knowledge that you can use to better enhance your present and or future retirement income. This show I'll repeat in a few weeks as well. It'll be on my website soon. You can visit yourfinancialdestination.ca. Any questions, you can call me at 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, Stay safe and stay invested.